Times Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, Jackson, present.
Whoops.
I'm Melissa Sargent. Present.
There it is.
Are you present?
I'm present here.
It's hot out there, chica.
I know. It's a little toasty,
oh,
but I'm chilling with my I Love Hatch chili shirt today.
Are you
going to
put a picture of your chest on the air?
It's not
where the sign is.
Yeah.
Life goes
on.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. It is a matter of radio. We do the history here all the time. And this is where you find out that Texas history begins in El Paso. And, quote, good morning, Melissa.
Good morning again. Howdy. How good to be here. Yes.
Do you get to read it like that?
Yeah, I think so.
What the hell?
Wait, no, you know, give him a thrill.
My
acting voice.
That's what that is. Another radio show on KTSM AM 690. They can also find us live on the internet. How do they do that?
So they can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio logo, and they can listen to us all over the planet, maybe soon on the moon.
We may be done with trivia. Some people have recommended we just quit doing it. Well, what I might suggest is if you have a trivia question for us, give us a shot. There's no prizes involved anymore.
You just have to
but
be kind of
interesting.
Us.
You know, if you had something to think about, we might actually do that. So what about that Mission Del Rey crowd out there?
Oh, they're a great group out there, and they've got a $20 show giveaway today, and for the first five listeners each week who use the coupon code during checkout, and this week's coupon code is history, must be redeemed online for $20 minimum purchase, and shipping is required or curbside pickup. Have they opened the store yet?
I don't think so. I was watching their website. Nothing has changed.
They should give us a call if they have. But it cannot be combined with any other offers. So go to the contact page at www.missiondelray.com and help them out.
And since today is the anniversary of D-Day, you have an appropriate history moment, do you not?
Yes. It's an interesting story. It was not a story so much as a moving tribute to a man who was there on D-Day, written by his wife to his children. And it's an amazing story. It's
a longer one
than normal. But
I've heard it before. It's a good one. And you did a good job on it.
Thank you.
Sounds good on that.
Hard not to cry.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I'm not going to go to lunch today as a group, but it is available now to go to Pepe's or Amigos.
Yeah, I was there last weekend, and they're going to open the doors to you.
I actually went to Amigos yesterday and had lunch with Cindy Melazzo and Marco.
Cindy.
From last weekend, and it was good to see them. And all the rules now, these people can be open like 50%. Amigos will tell you more about them, but they have an outdoor patio. Maybe not today, but they have an indoor very good air conditioner. So that's good. 2000 Montana. You said Pepe's is open?
Yes, Pepe's is open, and they have their in-room dining. And head on over there. They're waiting to welcome you all back.
Oh, yeah, that's good. 50%, they can probably darn near fill the place up.
Didn't it go to 75% or is
it
still 50%?
Let's just make it
100%. I don't know.
Everybody jammed the place.
But if it's too busy, take some to go home.
Well, it's good food over there. All right.
That's right.
Hey, we're going to talk about, as I mentioned, the anniversary of D-Day is today, June the 6th. It was 1944 when it all hit the fan in Normandy and beyond. And there's a lot of people who were involved in that are no longer with us. But we happen to have one guy who was there who is still with us, and that is named Bob Chisholm. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Bob Chisholm. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm fine, and thank you.
Good morning, Bob.
And we want to thank you. Obviously, the standard line would be thank you for your service. But in detail, you did an awful lot of stuff since World War II that we're going to talk about today. Your career in the military has been rather extensive.
Well, given my time to my country.
I know you're a humble man about that, but we're going to pull it out of you because you did some really interesting things. And you're joined today by another dude who's interested in stuff, and a Vietnam vet. His name is Prince McKenzie. Hey, Prince, good morning.
Howdy. Glad to be there.
Welcome here. And you're here for a number of reasons. One is I think you know Bob's career better than I do. But the other thing is you're helping Bob with the idea of a military museum, a private museum in El Paso for military history.
That's right.
All right, we're going to ask you more about that. Maybe second hour. We can also ask Daryl Hyatt maybe to call in second hour and talk about some of those details. But Colonel Bob, I believe, is how some people have referred to you. There's a number of things to ask you, but can you give somebody a summary of your overall experience? Because you were here now and you were there then, and you had basically fudged your entrance age, as I remember hearing reading about it, to get in the Army. Why'd you do that?
Well, I had two brothers, and on the night of Pearl Harbor, the next day, my oldest brother joined the Marines. And prior to that time, prior to Pearl Harbor, the American public wasn't too keen on getting involved in an armed conflict. But when Pearl Harbor was attacked the next day, they said that the lines in front of the recruiting offices were just miles long. And my brother was one of the first to go into the Marines, and my second brother went into the Army, and I was 17 years old, and I was in high school, and I felt like, well, that's the thing for me to do, is to go into service and be there with my family. And I first attempted to join the Navy, and the Navy says, no, you're too young. And I gave my family such a hard time that they moved my age up a year.
There were three of your parents' children that did join the forces.
Yes.
Oh, my. And so how did Mom and Dad feel about that?
Well, they felt good about it. They were just very proud of the fact that they had sons in the service, and they were very patriotic people.
Well, what you did was join the Army, U.S. Army, right? And was that in 42, or when did you actually join?
In August of 42, I joined.
So it took you that long? Did you get out of high school?
No, I dropped out of high school.
Did you ever go back and get that degree?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I got my high school degree and got my college degree, and so up that time.
You've been in the military quite a long time, but you went along and had a business career apparently as well, right?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Well, let's talk more about your military career, because you actually jumped out of a perfectly good airplane, as they say, into occupied France. What the heck was that like?
Well, it was what the 82nd Airborne Division was. Now I say this, and we'll probably get a feedback from some of the other. We were the elite of the military.
Oh,
the airborne was the elite of the military, and I was taking my basic training at Camp Walters, Texas, in Mineral Wells, and the airborne sent a team out of paratroopers. And they had on their jumpsuits, and they put on a demonstration. I thought they were going to kill one another.
Oh, my.
And right after the demonstration, they says, now, anyone that would like to be a paratrooper, come on over here and sign up. And I was the first in line.
Oh, boy. So
I thought, man, is that for me?
And so I
was sent to the Fort Benning, Georgia, where the parachute school was, and I became a paratrooper.
Well, so you were a soldier in the 1940s, like with millions of other people. I think that's a fair number. What was it like then? I mean, this is like a huge club, was it not?
Well, if you were a young man and were physically fit at that time. You wanted to become a soldier. You wanted to serve your country, and that was almost 100%. You found very few people, or very few young men and women too, for a matter of fact, that decided not to serve their country, and I guess they regretted that later in life. But if you were physically fit, you're going to be in the service of your country.
What was it like to have the country sort of on one think, everybody thinking the same? Nowadays, that's hard to come by. But back in that day, the entire United States appeared to be going in one direction. What was that like?
Well, it was something that if you were a young, healthy individual at that time, your patriotism would override everything else, and you wanted to be a part of the military.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, the country was not at all divided about this, were they?
Not after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Now, prior to Pearl Harbor, there's quite a division there. You know that they were just, as a matter of fact, it's almost anti-military prior to Pearl Harbor.
If that one event just changed, Day of Infamy, that hit it. It did it, right?
That did it, certainly did.
Oh, what a thought that must have gone through everybody's head. Well, it's an interesting history that you have. I want to ask you some more details about that, because the occupied France, I mean, you were trained as a paratrooper. I do have to ask one stupid non-military person question. That would be me. 82nd Airborne, okay? Are there airborne 1 through 81? I mean, I don't know the answer.
How the numbers are set up and dealt out to the different divisions and units.
You know, there was 101st. First, it was a test platoon, and that was formed at Fort Georgia, and it was selected people selected for that. And they, as a matter of fact, they had to become some of the cadre. And the test platoon, once they became qualified, then they started recruiting, and they recruited for the 101st Airborne, and they recruited for the 82nd Airborne, and the 508, which I became a member of, was recruited as a regiment and took their basic training down at Fort Blanding, Georgia. And I had gone through the communication school at Camp Walters, and then I went into the communication school at the parachute school and became a communicator. And when the 508 came up from Blanding, those of us that were held over at the communication parachute school joined the 508, and that's how we got involved with the 508.
Well, let me ask my stupid question to Prince McKenzie. Prince, do you have an idea why they're numbered that way? Because is there an 81st Airborne?
Okay.
Prince?
With infantry, the infantry dated back from George Washington's army, and so they have the 1st Division, the 2nd Division, and so forth.
Oh.
And same with the Dragoons, which came to be called the Cavalry, and so they have the 1st Cavalry Regiment, 2nd Cavalry Regiment, and so forth. So they considered, I mean, those units were in a systematic numbering system. But these other numbers were selected. I don't know specifically why they were selected, but they are random numbers. And, of course, one thing actually applied here, and that is if the enemy knows that the 82nd is attacking, or the 101st, or the 1st Infantry Division, that can cause some confusion with the enemy trying to figure out, you know, who are these groups and where are they coming from and so forth.
And where's
so
the other?
No real reason for these airborne division numbers.
I mean, it couldn't have been that many airborne people by then, but I'm just curious because, as I say, I'm a non-military person. I don't totally respect what's going on. But there's a major place on Fort Boulevard, either one of you. What goes on there at the headquarters there? What is that place? Bob?
The 82nd Airborne Division Association has units throughout the country, and the Benavides Patterson All Airborne Chapter is the unit that was activated here in El Paso, and we have our chapter home on Fort Boulevard, and we have over 300 members, and of course right now everything is closed down, but we are one of the most active units of the airborne in the country and worldwide, as a matter of fact. We're active in just about anything that goes on. We go out to schools and meet with the students and
explain things. Okay.
Well, and, there are more than 100 chapters in the United States.
Ah, okay. And this one is on Fort Boulevard, just below Alabama Street, up at the top of Fort Boulevard. I remembered that as a child. That was a dry cleaner's.
Yes, it was.
Did you guys know? You knew that. I mean, that's how I know, a big rock building. And you, we'll talk further about that, because as we get more into it, there may be a military museum happening there, as I understand it. We got more questions for both of you, Prince, and for Bob Chisholm. Thank you both for being here. Hang on there. We're going to take a break, which we will do periodically on this here radio show, to sell some soap. You got
some soap. I got lots of soap. Yes, I need laundry to be done.
And Melissa, sorry to jump in with a question or a thought when you have one here on this whole thing.
You guys are too busy in there going, having a good time.
Oh, it's a lot of history here. I'm darn curious about it.
And we've had a lot of people that wanted to thank him for his service. It's been wonderful on Facebook. And so I just lost my Facebook connection. But we had about 5 or 6 people that just wanted to say thank you and for everything that you did in World War II and everything you did beyond there, too, is a great person.
Well, also, we'll get into it, because Bob Chisholm was also serving in military in the Korean War and in the Vietnam conflict, which is where Prince McKenzie did his thing.
Yeah.
Am I right, Prince? Yeah, I know I'm right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, put you guys on hold there a second here. Andrew, we're going to take a break. We got Andrew J. Polk there in the control room doing things. And, Andrew, after the break, I may ask you a couple things about your Talk El Paso show. And Shelley Sutherland will take your calls.
Yay.
We have two lines open if you want to get involved in this conversation. And it's Bob Chisholm, Lieutenant Colonel, retired. And what was your rank, Prince McKenzie?
Captain.
We'll get back to you guys in a minute. What would be that phone number to ring up, Miss Sergeant?
It would be 915-544-KTSM or 915-544-5876.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
These days, being a small business means navigating uncertainty in a constantly changing situation. So if you're looking for one trusted source that will keep you informed daily, visit the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource. There you'll find small business resources to help you get through this, including the latest info on loans, grants, and other forms of relief. You'll also see stories about small businesses making a difference. So let's get through this together. Visit iHeart.com/small business today. That's iHeart.com/small business.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds, and I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are all here and present. We got some phone callers coming in. I want to add something to the announcements that we do on the rejoins. That's what those things are called. Patrick Tuttle's phone number for us is 588-1850. He gives a different number to Andrew J. Polk, so that when he gets the calls, he knows which radio show. He sponsors both of us. So 588-1850, call that number. It rings in his pocket. Patrick Tuttle Real Estate, and you'll get him right away, and he can talk to you about stuff there. Speaking of Andrew J. Polk, Andrew, real quick, tell us the numbers to call, because you had three special days this week of Talk El Paso. The one you did just previous was day number four. Mm-hmm. That would be your today, Saturday. You had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It was an experiment to see kind of how that would go. And the station is still assessing how it went. So if people had wanted to call in or say something about it, what do they do?
So there's a couple things they can do. We've been taking a lot of feedback on the Facebook page, facebook.com/talkelpaso, if you are of that persuasion. We have also been taking calls. If you want to call 915-351-5400, just leave a message with the operator. Option zero. You can also email us, talkelpaso@gmail.com is the one of the emails we got set up for your response. Just want to let us know what you think. We did that special series to see if El Paso really values local voices and to try to bring back live local daily talk radio to the airwaves.
Interesting point is you're ready for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
You've been arguing with me since you could talk.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, see? There we are. Andrew J. Polk, thank you much for doing what you're doing.
Passive-aggressive, yeah.
Don't get him started, okay? Right now, I've got the microphone, but he can cut me off. Anyway,
I have children too.
Current reality. We got our guests on hold here for a second, and we have a caller named Mike. We'll get to you in a second, Mike. But we got to tell you a couple things that got on lately in television. Last evening on ABC7 in the newscast, Bernie Sargent reported on El Paso History TV. The subject was the Isleta Mission, and this is the first of four we have in a series in June, every Friday night. God bless Kevin Lovell and Brenda DeAnda-Swan squeezing that in there, because they got so much to put in each half hour. We were on at 5 and again at 10. Bernie was doing his thing, and they'll be on again next Friday night.
Cool.
Next Friday night will be the Socorro Mission, and that'll be on June the 12th. Put that on your calendar. And this is El Paso History TV. We're archiving these. That one's not up yet, but the 16 previous ones are on youtube.com/El Paso History TV.
It was very good last night. I thought it was really interesting. I loved hearing the priest talking. He was fantastic, talking about the background and history and all.
And the priest, let me see, I got my other piece of paper. The priest was not named on air.
the unknown priest.
Well, but his name was Father Miguel Briseño.
Briseño.
And he's the guy there at Isleta. Thank you for the Catholic diocese. I rang him up and said, who do you have as a spokesperson for all three of these churches? And I got the right people. Wait till you hear Socorro and the San Elizario. Great people. So, but I mean, I think they were having some computer issues at ABC7 to identify people last night.
I know. It's craziness,
Do you know how many computers are in that building?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so.
I've been there. I know.
But also, Erica Cabral is now a new subscriber on that channel. So there you have it. And what do you got? You got something good to do.
Oh, well, you just happened to mention you saw a live feed from the Begoffin home. They got a peach cobbler or peach pie class
right
or something.
Now. Don't go there, because we're busy talking to you here.
No. But later on. But you can go over to the Begoffin house, and they're still kind of under the governor's guidelines on things. But you can also go to their Facebook page and check them out there and find out what's happening, like this peach cooking class today. Or call them at 533-5147. Support your history.
All right, back to our call. We have a caller on the phone. Back to our guests as well. We have Lieutenant Colonel retired Bob Chisholm and Captain retired.
Captain.
You're retired, Prince. I know you are, because you don't get a haircut anymore, right?
No, I'm retired from the city of El Paso, not the Army.
I see. Oh, you never retired from the Army.
He just did his stint. You did 3-4 years, Prince?
What's that?
How many years? You did 3 years?
I was in for 7 years.
Oh, seven. My God. It just went beyond.
It sounded like 15. Okay, going to a caller who's rang up 544-KTSN. We got Mike. You are on the air, sir. Good morning. What's up?
Yes. I have the honor of speaking to Colonel Chisholm and Captain Prince. Is that correct?
Yes, you do.
Sir, I'd just like to say what a man, what a life, and say to you, airborne all the way.
Bob, you ready for that?
I'm ready for it.
yeah, you're ready to go back up.
Well, Micah, do you know him from the Airborne Division location?
No, sir. I made my 5 jumps at Benning in January 73 and never jumped again.
Oh, my. All right. Well, thank you for your service as well.
That was enough.
But I am airborne all my life.
Fantastic.
And if I could put in my 2 cents about the numbering of the 82nd, the 101st, and not to leave out the 11th Airborne. We didn't start numbering our divisions until World War I, but we were up sequentially above 100 among the infantry divisions when we got to designating some as airborne.
Excellent.
And that just happened to be those 3 divisions, a few brigades, maybe some I've left out.
Well, thank you for calling, sir, and thank you again for your service.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day. All right, gentlemen, we got you here on the phone, and we've got some people calling up. There may be others looking at us right now on the phone there. But, Bob Chisholm, the things that you went through, I think a lot of people are amazed at your history because you're still here talking to us. Do I dare ask you your age?
I am 94 years old.
Spring
chicken there.
I've seen you on the Facebook or on your website. I've talked to you a couple of times last week or so. It's amazing to hear your voice and hear your thinking. And I think you were rather relieved when you didn't have to actually come in here because we're not allowing guests in here just because of the whole panic situation, I'll call it. But in the meantime, I appreciate your being available by phone. And a couple of things, I'm just kind of curious about some things in your career. What would you say was, I the word fun is not correct, but maybe the most interesting or enjoyable part of your career, if you could classify that?
Well, I was honored to be airborne, and I think that the most enjoyable part of my career was when I was at Fort Benning, Georgia, and an instructor at Fort Benning, Georgia. And I had gone through the parachute communication school, the parachute demolition school, and it was just a very exciting time, and really enjoyed it.
I have a question about that. What is a parachute demolition school?
The parachute demolition school was you went through a basic demolition course and then an advanced demolition course, and you were briefed and on all types of demolition, explosive, and acted as demolition experts for all the rest of the students that were coming through.
Well, why would that be different to call you a parachute demolition guy? Because you could get there quicker and drop into places with stuff, or what? I don't get that.
Well, no, it's just, for instance, there were bridges that had to be blown.
Oh.
And so we as demolitionists were responsible for placing the explosives on the bridges and blowing them up.
Bob, I have a question for you. In the fact along those lines, but did you parachute down with, say, perhaps dynamite or whatever on you, or was that dropped in a separate parachute?
I'm sorry?
When you would jump from the plane, since your job was to blow up things, were you carrying anything on you that was explosive, or was that dropped separately in a separate parachute?
Well, we had equipment bundles, and in the equipment bundles there were items that we needed to accomplish our mission, and explosives is one. But if you were a demolition person, you also, when you jumped in with explosives because you had a specific mission to accomplish.
How much weight were you carrying besides your body weight in that equipment? He's 100 pounds. What did you have on you?
At least, I'd say at least 100 pounds.
Wow.
Man,
and if you had like 20 pounds of TNT, you have to land very carefully.
Well, yes. You hope you landed very carefully.
Oh, no, the term is gingerly.
Yeah, whatever. Just don't blow up. Well, Bob Chisholm is on the phone here with us with Prince McKenzie. You've got to take another break here and talk about some more soap we're going to sell. We're selling tacos, actually. Today.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do. So we're going to do that. Hold on, guys. We'll be back in just a minute or two. But people can call us or Facebook. You got that working there now?
We've got a picture of Bob on Facebook. And also, we've had over 10,522 people take a peek at his picture in our show.
Oh, that's true. Look at that.
And you've got people like Larry Harper. He says he's a great guy. What a hero. God bless him. Let's see. You also had Robert Elliott. He just misses some people so well with this.
Dale Manning, thank you for your service. Louis Vidal Jr.,
yeah.
Saluting
all kinds
you.
Of people.
He was in Vietnam. And Victor Carejo, another thank you for being here. A lot of people really appreciative of what people do in the service. But your Bob is, you've had a longer career than most people, so we'll talk some more about that. Give us a call if you want to talk on the radio to these gentlemen.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-475-8256. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-475-8256. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-475-8256. 1-800-475-8256.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I am here again talking to you about Patrick Tuttle, number 588-1850, 588-1850. You know, he's got rentals. He's a really good real estate guy. But he's got rentals all over the place. Call
him
up. And you got Amigos going there, right?
I got Amigos Mexican Food Restaurant at 2000 Montana is now open for in-house and patio dining per the current city regulations. And you can also give them a call at 533-0155 or get a takeout order at Amigos at 2000 Montana Street.
And Hookie wanted me to make sure you knew about their cool plates. They have shrimp cocktail. Cool Rellenos. I got to find out what that is.
Oh, that's good. I've had that.
You had that? Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a stuffed Relleno, usually with chicken, cold chicken salad.
Shrimp cocktail, Cool Rellenos. I'm getting hungry. Salpicón and ceviche.
Yes.
He's got that. And the place is cold. I mean, it's really nice.
It's chill.
I walked in there yesterday. No, the whole place. He's got great air conditioning.
I went and chill out. There you go.
I did that. It was really neat. And Mission Del Rey, don't forget them, .com. And they've got a coupon there. Okay, we've got a caller up. We've also got Bob Chisholm still with us and Prince McKenzie. Bob, I wanted to ask you, and we'll get to the caller Gary in just a second. But, Bob, I wanted to ask you, did you ever meet the top brass? Did you ever meet Eisenhower?
Oh, yes. General Eisenhower was the commander-in-chief of the European Command. And his headquarters was in the I.G. Farben building, and the 508 was stationed in Frankfurt and was the honor guard for General Eisenhower. And every morning when we would post our guard, we would go by, and he would come in, and as he'd come in, he would come over and speak to us and shake hands. And so I had an opportunity to meet him and talk to him several times.
Oh, that's cool. What was he like? I presume he was a decent guy.
Fantastic.
Interesting trip through history you have had. And Prince McKenzie, I know you never met Dwight Eisenhower.
That is correct, but I did meet a couple of generals who served in Vietnam.
Who?
And they began their careers in World War II with Bob.
And they would be?
Okay. The commander of all forces in Vietnam was General Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was, I actually wrote a report for General McAuliffe, and he was the general involved in the Battle of the Bulge, and General Abrams led the regiment in, the division in, that rescued the airborne soldiers that were trapped in the Battle of the Bulge.
Let's get back to that.
Those two guys.
Let's get back to that in a second, because I think Bob may have a comment or two about the Battle of the Bulge. But we're going to now go to a caller named Gary. Gary, we got you on the air. What is up with you this morning?
Well, you know, trying to stay cool.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask Mr. Chisholm, what kind of planes did he jump out of? My dad was a C-46 pilot in World War II.
Bob?
Well, I jumped out of the 46 and the 47. And, excuse me, I had never been in an airplane until I took my airborne training and made my jumps. And I've also jumped out of the helicopter and a couple of the other planes.
Well, Bob, let me ask you, from what you're saying
tell them about the gliders.
Oh, the gliders.
Well, I've jumped from a glider, but there was a... sort of a between the glider troops and between the airborne, there was a little bit of a friction.
Friction, huh?
And did he ever jump out of a blimp? Pardon?
Did he ever jump out of a blimp?
Never did.
Okay. The reason I'm asking a lot of this is I donated a lot of that material my dad had up to the place on the 101 up there on West Fort Boulevard.
Oh.
And Kinsey knows me, the Gary from the Blimp restaurant.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I donated a lot of that stuff because I felt like they were going to put a museum together. And, you know, so I'd stop in and drop off stuff. I still have another item or two that I found and need to get it up there. But I appreciate you service and what you did. And, you know, it's a great honor to be able to talk to you.
Thanks for ringing up, Gary. Do appreciate it.
Anytime. You guys got it.
Take care.
You take care. Shelly, there's more calls coming in there. Well, I'm going to drop off of Gary. But I just basically what you're saying, Bob, you rode airplanes quite a bit that you never landed in.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, my God. So the first airplane ride you ever had, you didn't land.
I didn't land, no.
Did they tell you that when you got in? Here, hold this package on your back.
No, it sounds like he knew it was coming. But, man, I guess what they do, they drop you off of a wall for a while and so your feet hit the ground so you figure out what that's like, right? Or that you jump off a wall or what happens?
I'm sorry.
And your training. I mean, they didn't just say, here's a parachute, jump out of the plane.
Oh, the training. Well, at the time that I went to the parachute school, the training was 6 weeks. And the first 2 weeks was nothing but calisthenics.
Oh, I bet.
And
it
was the aim of the instructors that if you couldn't pass the training, especially the physical training, they didn't want you there, and they wanted to get rid of you.
Yeah.
So they made every effort to make sure that if you were going to be a paratrooper, you're going to be among the best, or otherwise they didn't want you in the parachutes.
When's the last time you jumped out of a perfectly good airplane?
When was the last time I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane?
Yeah. I mean, you don't do this anymore, do you, for fun?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I mean, remember President George Bush, he kept jumping out of airplanes into his late 80s or whatever it was.
Yes, he did.
Well, now, your military career went into the Korean War as well as the Vietnam War. Did you do any paratrooping in the Korean War?
I'm sorry?
Did you jump out of planes in Korea?
Yes, I jumped out of a plane in Korea.
Oh, my. On purpose. I mean, it was part of combat.
I was with the 31st Infantry, 7th Infantry Division, and at one point, we had those that were qualified had an opportunity to make a jump in Korea, but. It wasn't considered a combat job.
Okay, I'm just curious about that. All right, we have Ron on the line. Ron, we're going to ask you to hold here. Andrew, we got to take one more break, right? We'll do that right now. The number to call is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to Mission Del Rey or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Privacy simplified.
At Tecovas, we make the finest handcrafted Western boots from the highest quality materials, sold only direct to you for a fair price. So why aren't you in boots? Picture it, walking into that next meeting in handsome, tough-looking boots, like you have your own soundtrack. While everyone else is in, what, loafers? You didn't kick the door down, but you look like you could have. Find your pair at Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org.
If your family is struggling during this crisis, No Kid Hungry is here to help your kids get the food they need. They're working with organizations nationwide to feed children for free while schools are closed, now and through the summer. Just visit NoKidHungry.org/help to find free meals in your community. No questions asked. No registration needed. It's just healthy food for hungry kids who need it. Go to NoKidHungry.org/help to find free meals for your kids today.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I had prepared to tell you the Archaeology Museum is closed, and they may still be, because I saw an announcement this morning in the news that the El Paso City government is opening the Art Museum and the History Museum, I believe, in early July. But they did not mention the Archaeology Museum. So if history's opening and if art is opening, what happened to archaeology? Is it too old?
I'm checking on it now.
Is it too old? Anyway, somebody out there, call us. All right, what else you got? You got something else going on there?
Yeah, I just want to say the Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art should be opening pretty soon. So, you know, check their webpage, watch frames, because it's time to get back and watch movies.
We'll get a screaming email from Jay Duncan.
That's right. Well, he sends me stuff, but Jay Duncan's a wonderful film historian and so entertaining to listen to.
And we can blame that dadgum movie 3 weeks ago on him.
Oh Manos. I know. I'm still getting. I just introduced somebody. To Manos, and they went, oh my god,
that is the worst thing. I could not watch it in one sitting.
I've watched, but Jay, I started on the second one, the sequel.
But
yes.
Jay knows all about that. He's very good about that. All right, finally going to the callers. Thank you for holding, Ron. We got you on the radio with these guys. What's up?
Hey, I heard you just before you left talking about paratroop jumps into Korea.
Yes.
And a relative of mine happened to do something like that, and I think these gentlemen probably know him. His name was Chaplain Colonel Holland Hope.
Holland Hope was a member of our chapter.
Oh, I get it.
He was ever in your chapter?
He is.
He was a member of our chapter,
yes,
right.
Yes, he is. It was.
He was.
But you know who he was, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had quite a chaplain. He had quite a combat record, too.
Well, he had a CIB, and people didn't like that.
What does that mean?
He had the CIB. Absolutely did.
Means what, guys?
The combat infantryman's badge.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Prince.
Yeah, he won that at the Chosun Reservoir.
The fighting chaplain, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was highly decorated too. He had a Silver Star, and
he did. He got the CIB leading a patrol back into a village to recover the dead and wounded after they'd been overrun by the Chinese.
Wow. What a history.
Yeah, it's very unusual for a chaplain to have a CIB.
That's true.
He was quite an unusual individual.
Absolutely. Well, he spent 50 years of his life with the military, 30 as active duty and 20 as volunteer at Beaumont.
Is his story told at that chapter there on Fort Boulevard? Is it in the
Pardon
book?
Me?
Is his story available to read in a book form or in a display of some kind? Or
I know quite a bit of it's online.
Okay.
If you look his name up, and there was one fellow here who had gotten a lot of his material and wrote about it. He was in a I'm not sure I got the name right, but they call him the Rakusan.
Oh,
Rakusan, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he was I think he told me he had something like around 200 jumps.
Wow, that's quite a lot. Well, Ron, thanks for sharing that with us. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, you take her easy. Thanks, Ron. We're going to move on. Appreciate your call.
Imagine your knees after 200 jumps.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, how are your knees after a couple hundred jumps there, Bob? You still fun?
Well, I have not made 200 jumps.
Okay.
My knees are all right.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Well, and people look at parachuting back in the 40s. It was totally different than what you see today where they have the guidance and they're able to come down and control the parachute a lot better.
You just had to land where they dumped you, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or where the wind took you.
Yeah, and right now, I've been watching these guys fly around the mountains. They can get where they want to go up there. It's an interesting thing. We have another caller here named Mike. Mike, got you on the radio with these guys. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Bob Chisholm and Prince McKenzie. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, thanks, Mr. Polk. I just want to say to Colonel Chisholm, and I'm sorry I didn't get the name of the other guest. I just want to say thank you.
Prince.
Thank you both for serving our country in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. I always like to read North Korea history. I'm in my 50s, and I remember growing up, I always enjoyed talking to veterans of any of our country's wars, but especially World War II.
You have a question about the Battle of the Bulge? We're talking to a guy who was there.
All I can think of to say is tell Colonel Chisholm, thank you for, you know, Normandy, Holland, Operation Market Garden. In the Bulge, while the 101 was down in the stone, you guys were up at, I think, Bielsam, the Fortified Goose Egg, and you guys were doing all the fighting, and you guys had General Jumpin' Jim Gavin as a commanding general. I'm from Massachusetts. I remember one time when I was a kid, I called up General Gavin when he lived in Cambridge. I remember looking in the white pages, and right next to his name is General, so I knew that was him.
Yeah.
It was real nice talking to him. He mailed me an 82nd Airborne patch, and and there's this one other time. You remember the book, The Longest Day, Colonel Chisholm? If you ever read that book?
Yes, I have.
You probably wrote it.
I've read it.
I remember when I was reading that book. My father's a relative. My father saw me reading the book, and he told me I'm friends with the guy who was in that book. I'm like, yeah, who's that?
Amazing.
Well, you remember in the movie the Pathfinder that jumped down in the lady's garden and went with his finger.
Wow.
To keep quiet, Robert Murphy.
That's
him. He goes, I know that guy. Well,
interesting. I got to cut you off here because the music is going to take us out the computer.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thank you for calling up. We do appreciate
Thanks
your story.
Thanks for listening,
thank you,
too.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Indeed. Thank you for calling up. You take care, easy. Gentlemen, we'll be back after the news. Talk a little bit about Korea, maybe Vietnam, and the Museum of Military History in El Paso to be. Talk to you then after the news.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.